Hey, what's happening? How are you doing today? Thank you so much for being here. This is Cool Cars with Chris. I am Chris and the legend himself. I mean, talking, this guy's legendary, traveling all over the world, seeing the amazing cool cars. We got Courage himself coming to you live from, is it Monterey you're at right now?
Yes, sir. Yep. So right. This is one of my happy spots. I enjoy being out here. So
and as usual, enjoy being on too. Like, where in the map is like Monterey?
Yeah, so Monterey is NorCal. I know we got a little running joke where it's like anything, like anything really past, like, was it north of the 8 or somewhere?
Well, that's what I used to believe. I lived in such a bubble that, like, I didn't go anywhere. When you don't go anywhere, like, my sister got lost going to, like, La Mesa or something. And, like, she ended up in Santee, and then she pulled over and, like, used a payphone, called my mom. This is before cell phones. And she was freaking out, telling mom she thought she was in L.A. Like, she thought she was literally in L.A. Or she was so freaking out, didn't know where to go. And, anyways, Monterey, it's in, above San Francisco?
Yeah, so it's more south of San Francisco. It's kind of a bit of a peninsula, because as you come down, you know, Santa Cruz is actually on the opposite side of the peninsula, closer to San Francisco. And then you kind of come around and come on the other side, and that's Monterey and Carmel and Pacific Grove, a lot of those cities. So, you know, it's about an hour and a half from the Bay Area, I guess you can say. So Oakland, San Francisco, and I'm from Oakland originally. We're going to be going there tomorrow. So I got that.
You have to go over the bridge for that, or is it like, is there?
No. You just take 580 and go straight down the freeway, and you don't, if you were going through San Francisco, you would, if you like went straight San Francisco, then went across the Bay Bridge. But if you're just going to inland more, you know, Hayward, Oakland, you know, those areas, you just go straight down 580 pretty much.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah. I've been to San Francisco. I just never been like in the area where you're talking about, like Oakland or Monterey. I've never been over there. Is it like more desert or more green? I'm thinking it's more green, right?
Oh yeah. It's a lot more green over here. It's an interesting thing though, because we actually right now we're staying in a city called Seaside that's like literally like 15 minutes from like the city of Monterey. And Seaside is it's interesting because it's not necessarily right by the beach. But it's like a lot of the dirt around here is actually sand. So it almost kind of seems like you're on the beach when you're walking around, and like there's trails that like just have sand everywhere. But it's all, you know, it's not like traditional dirt or anything over here. It's all sand. But the beach is still miles away from here. So it's kind of an interesting, there's actually another city called Sand City that's like a little bit further north from here, that name actually makes total sense for that. But yeah, it's weird. Like I wonder how it is building stuff around here with, you know, not having just traditional dirt and stuff like that. I know if you dig further in, it probably settles, but yeah, it's you know, the kids are out here just pretending like it's a big sandbox in the backyard. Oh,
nice.
Pretty much.
Nice. So what's going on up there in Monterey this week, next week? What's happening up there? What's the big deal about Monterey?
So it's the annual car week. This usually happens the second week of August, and it literally is just like, you know, kind of a automotive takeover of Monterey around this time. I hate to use the term takeover,
there over all the places in the country? Like, why pick that? I would think something like that would probably be more like Beverly Hills or something, you know? Mm. Or do they have, I mean, have their own?
That'd be like a nightmare. Yeah, they do. They do actually have a concourse that they do in Beverly Hills, right there on Rodale Drive. It's usually like around Father's Day time frame.
Oh, makes sense. Yeah. Like a dad could not get, because he's, we didn't buy dad for Father's Day.
Yeah.
But Monterey up there, so a lot of cool cars going around there. And have you seen anything cool other than like your car, of course? Nothing that compares to the end, but like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. I will say it's just really cool to take that car on road trips and just kind of have like the dual side of things where, you know, you get on the long highways and, you know, just cruise, you put it in quiet mode and just,
What's quiet mode?
So because my exhaust valves, you can either have them open or you can have them closed. And you can put it in, like, I have dampers for suspension, so I can put it in the softest suspension setting And so I call that quiet mode because it's like,
Road trip mode, really, but it is. Really, yeah. You know,
It's also policeman mode. So,
oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll get pulled usually over. Have you seen any cops pulling people over in the area at all? Have you seen anything like that?
For the most part, it seemed pretty, you know, chill. I did see a post that somebody had gotten their car towed, I guess, already. Like, you know, it was, Friday, Saturday, and now, you know, obviously tomorrow, Sunday. Today's Sunday, right?
Yeah, my days are off, dude. We get it. Yeah. Whatever day it is. Yeah.
Whatever day it is. But yeah, like the first couple of days, somebody posted that somebody did get their car towed. I didn't see any details on what happened, but there is definitely going to be a large police presence towards the second half of this week because, I mean, like anything, we can't always have nice things and people get out of control. And honestly, just in general, they just kind of need a little bit of crowd control with some of these, you know, towns because they're small little towns and, you know, they're not necessarily built in conducive for all of these people kind of coming in. But it's still, you know, it's still just been a tradition. It's been a tradition for a while. I can't say off the top of my head how long it's been, but this has been happening for a really long time, and it's gone hand in hand with Laguna Seca, which I'll share some stuff about that a little bit later. But with Laguna Seca being here as well, it's like, you know, it's a pretty cool kind of car culture hub for that. So all in all, you know, like I said, there's some ups and downs for everything, but it's like being in, you know, like a video game server or whatever. Just no some of way. The stuff you're just driving around, just seeing randomly that you usually just don't see. And then just some of the regular stuff you see, but just knowing that we're all here because we're in the cars. We, you know, we love the city and we're just here to enjoy it. So,
yeah, but I'm sure the people who live there, do they it or not? Or are they just like, get out of here already?
So it's a mixture. I was watching a post the other day that said that this week alone in terms of revenue that it generates for Monterey is upwards. I think it was like $130 million.
No way.
In revenue.
That's just in gas. Just for gas.
Yeah. Just the gas stations.
The gas stations are raking it in, really. Yeah. Or whatever. Crazy.
From that standpoint, I mean, the economy, they enjoy it very much.
Well, same thing down here in San Diego with Comic-Con, you know? You know, the residents
people
down there.
People don't always like the Comic-Con crowd.
Well, especially if you live down in downtown, if you got a place like right there in the downtown area, there's apartments, condos right down there. In fact, before I moved in here, I looked at a place down there. I saw it pop up on my feed of suggestions. It was literally like right next to Petco Park. It was like a condo or an apartment or something like that. Anyways, I was like, wow, it's like right there. Like, that's like next to my work. It's like right there. How the games are right there. How cool is that, you know? But but if you live down there and you got the Comic-Con people running around and you're not in that kind of thing, you're just like, get out of here with that, you know? And I can see the same thing with a lot of cars going through there. Just like valves wide open, exhaust, straight pipes, you know, loud Ferrari or Lamborghini, any going, you know, down there or McLaren or whatever it is. Just blasting and getting crazy. I mean, if it's a small town, I've never been, but if it's a small neighborhood, what you're saying, it sounds like it is, it's probably people are just going to be irritated, you know, or whatever.
Yeah. It's definitely a mixture for sure. You know, it for the most part, a lot of things that are going on are usually kind of during the day. So it's not, you know, I mean, still like if you're used to your quiet neighborhood and everything and you know, even if it is, you know, daytime hours, you still are a little agitated maybe when it's not, when you're not into that and you kind of have that going on. But you know, for the most part, like I said, I haven't really noticed a lot of that. And there's certain parts of the town that I'll avoid around certain periods of the week. You know, from here, I'd say from Saturday, even it starts Friday, but from the first Friday to Wednesday is usually, you know, yeah, it's like a little elevation in crowd, but nothing like super crazy in terms of, you know, just, you know, events are kind of popping up randomly around town, you know, Marina, Seaside, different places. But you don't really have like a congregation of a lot of events in one area, which is good because you don't have a lot of people trying to get to one area all at one time.
Now, is there like multiple roads getting in and out of the place, or is like one main road to get in and out and it gets crowded kind of deal?
Well, like I said, it depends because there's events like going on everywhere pretty much. Like, you know, from like I said, over here in Seaside, they have a couple of things. Porsche, I don't know if they're doing the Porsche Classic that they did, which is like right down the street from where we're at now. But that's like, again, that's 15 minutes away from actual Monterey, like the city. And so they'll have some things going on in, say, Monterey. And, you know, like they had a British only Cars and Coffee actually this morning. Oh, wow. That we just happened to kind of drive through.
It was tea and biscuits is what it was.
Yeah. Basically, you saw them like with the little tea and the little table or what you call it, the little plate.
Coffee. Yeah. Over there.
But it was pretty cool seeing some, you know, obviously I love Aston Martin. So, you know, seeing some Aston Martins.
Now, was a whole bunch of those guys like all parked together, like the Corvette guys kind of did? Like you find like similar groups of cars all parked together at this place too? Or is it all kind of mishmash?
No, it was kind of mishmash actually. Yeah, you know, there was like a V8, like the older V8 van. I don't know if you're familiar with like a lot of the Bond movies.
Oh, yeah.
But they had in the newer one, they had it was kind of a callback to one of the older ones, but they had the older V8 Vantage. And that, not the DB, I know the DB5 was like a big thing, but they had one of the movies, I think it was in Skyfall, where they brought back the VA Vantage, which I think is such a cool looking.
That's how the machine guns on it. They like spin around and he shot everybody up and got away. I think that's the one you're thinking of. I think
that's the DB. That's the DB5, I believe. The silver, yeah. But this one was like, you know, black, sleek, you know, really cool look. But then you saw it parked next to like a McLaren 720S or like, you know, the 650 LT or whatever those things are called.
So I guess the question is this only for like supercars, or could you bring like my Z could roll up in there and like be cool?
Well, that particular one, like I said, I drove through and coincidentally, like right as I was coming in, a guy in a Civic Type R kind of came in around as well. But we both could tell that like it was a small parking lot and they had already filled up the whole parking lot with all of the British cars. I didn't actually like fully grasp that it was that until I drove through. And then I was like, oh, yeah, Lotus, Aston, why would all those car companies be together? And then McLaren, and I was like, okay, like this is definitely a British, you know, British group. And so it was close knit. And so we didn't really park or anything. We just kind of drove through and gave some folks some thumbs up and kind of, we were going somewhere else anyway. But, you know, there's, I'd say in general though, just coming to Car Week, I feel like it doesn't matter what you drive. Like, you know, obviously, you know, people are here to kind of see some of the crazy, you know, hypercar stuff. Yeah,
$1 million on up kind of stuff.
Yeah. But so, I think people still get excited to see just cool cars in general. So
now, how many of them have you seen like being dropped off by trailers, like trailered there?
It was funny because today was like kind of an influx of a lot of like trade, almost kind of like seeing NASCAR. It wasn't on the same level, but like seeing NASCAR where they were trailering all the cars over the Coronado Bridge. Like today was kind of that day where a lot of that was happening. And so there's a lot of auctions and things going on too.
That makes sense. So you're not driving an auction car. If you have like $1 million auction car, you're not driving it. You might not even drive it onto the showroom floor. It might just be pushed.
Yeah.
You know, and like, they didn't even turn it on or whatever kind of deal. But there was one car, I thought I'd send it to you. I saw recently I think it was a 300ZX. It was a turbo one. It was on auction. I think it was on Bring a Trailer. And yeah. I thought I'd send it to you. I don't remember, but it was like the bid was like 15, 16 grand. I remember it was 20 grand. I don't know what it was. And it was a very clean, I think it was in, I don't know what state it was. It wasn't here. It was like, I just have it shipped to you. But it was like a stick shift, turbo. I think it was like I forget what year it was, but it was something 90s, red. I think it had a T-tops, you know, all that kind of stuff. Oh, yeah, check that out.
And it was a
32? Z32? Yeah, it was Z32. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it looked decent, you know. The one thing I like about the Bring a Trailer and Doug's one, what is this called?
Cars and Bids.
Cars and Bids. They take about a gazillion photos, like way more than your typical auto trader does on all their other cars. I noticed. I'm going through, I'm like, there's like 50,000 of like the behind the wheel or whatever, you know, pictures. And,
like
and,
every angle of,
right. But, like every, like you want to cover every single inch. And they also had, what I appreciated, at least on the one I saw, it had driving videos of the cars.
Oh, yeah.
Startup and you know, revving it out and like warming it up and idle and things like that. Well, that's it. Because you don't get that at like an auto trader. You know, or especially at Craigslist.
Whatever. I use Carfax a lot too, just like their actual Carfax app that you can go through and search cars.
You can do that on there. I know you can do that on there. No way. Well, Courage here himself actually did take some, speaking of photos and stuff like that, you took some video and stuff. It's on your Instagram as of right now, but it's only on your story. So guess what? When Tempest comes out, it's not available anymore. But don't you worry, I'm going to play it for you right now. So if you're watching this on a video platform, say like a YouTuber or a Spotifyer, if you're one of those people, then you can watch this. But if you're listening on audio, don't you worry. We will do our best to describe courageous stories here on Cool Cars with Chris. Let me fire up the old sharing page here.
It'll be a story time, literally.
For sure, definitely. Courageous story time with his stories on Instagram. Okay, so as we see here, we got this like a cool, like you're showing the bushes of a tree or something.
Yeah, this one definitely will deserve some context, even if you're seeing the video. You just,
so this is a video? I can push play on this as a video?
Yeah, if you press play.
You won't hear anything? It's just going to be if you're listening, you're not going to be able to understand what it's, you're going to hear it anyways, so we'll just play it out. But Courage is filming like it's like bushes and a fence.
So, it, yeah, so oh, the, I actually wait, forgot wait,
what,
to...
What,
yeah,
what that's, was that? Oh, that's, that was the whole that's thing? A, that was
yeah,
it?
so that I forgot that you can play audio on there actually, because so what I was doing there is actually where we're staying here in Seaside is like about 5 miles, if not less than that, from Laguna Seca.
Oh, is that Laguna Seca over the hill there? Like we're looking at it.
Yeah, it's a little way still. Like it's not directly over the hill. Okay. But I was outside this morning, and I was actually taking a walk this morning too. You could hear like the cars just going full throttle throughout the track and everything. And you know, even this afternoon when we came back, I couldn't tell what cars they were, but I mean, just the sound that you hear from these cars like driving through the track was pretty cool. So we were just sitting in the backyard basically just listening to the cars drive around the track.
It's a car podcast itself. The car is doing its own podcast. You're listening to it right now.
you were hearing some shooting planes having arguments with each other. Like,
could you hear like the pop-ups and the bangs and all that kind of crackles?
A little bit here and there.
That's one thing I loved when I was at the racetrack with Willow Springs and those cars raced around. I think it was pretty slick. All right, so let's move to the next one we got here. Next slide, Courage's like slideshow here. Okay.
Oh, so I did. Yeah, this one was thrown in there. I forgot that I shared this. Coincidentally, I think I told you about this, was that Hyundai was actually doing a Cars and Coffee this morning at their headquarters and were you there? Over in LA.
Oh, this is the one that's what I was telling you about, the one in LA, right?
I remember. I was listening to that and I was like, yeah, that was the place actually. So, you know, they did a Cars and Coffee there and had some cool stuff going on. I was actually going to try, if it would have happened on Saturday, I would have tried to actually go there before we actually drove up here to Monterey, but it was today, Sunday. So I,
right, you know, you're out of town. Yeah, it happens. You can't be everywhere. You know, you got to send your people over there. So it looks like you send your people over there and they did get this video. So this video, it's like a video of a video of a video, but, so
yeah, it's been shared a few times.
So we're going to play it out here. Well, we can, but you can't hear it anyways, but what is it?
The cool thing about this though is if you see the banner Marconi.
What car is that?
Oh, that's a Plymouth Coupe. Yeah, so they crashed the party a little bit.
That's not a Hyundai. What's a Hyundai thing?
I was just talking to somebody about Plymouth recently, but the reason I shared this though was it was cool that the Marconi Auto Museum or Auto Museum. They're a pretty, pretty cool, obviously, auto museum out in like the Irvine area. With, you know, one of the craziest car collections out there, you know, multi-million-dollar car collection. And it was cool that they made it out to a Hyundai event. You know, it was, you know, kind of showing some support for them, given they're in the LA area. So I shared this just because they had shared it. And I was like, well, that's cool that they're kind of part of that community now. So,
well, that's pretty awesome, you know. So let's see what plays out here. What else we see? Just kind of walking around. Looks like kind of people walking around. They got like a couple pop-up tents and some car. Yep. I can't tell what that red car is in the middle.
I think that's an Elantra Inn, maybe. It's hard to tell. They had some others that I didn't share, but they had some classic Hyundais, like some literal, like, you know, late 80s, you know, early 90s
Hyundais. Those are awesome.
Yeah.
Like some classic, like some of the rally cars type stuff too.
Yeah. Well, they were actually just their regular like road cars that, you know, one was modified. One was like, was basically like in disarray, like all, you know, kind of patinaed and everything, but you know, it was just kind of showing like the history of, you know, just some of our like earliest cars. And then, you know, obviously their newest cars, they had obviously a lot of Elantra N's, Kona N's, the new Ioniq 5.
They all like raced out though, like all, you know, like.
Well, it was a lot of guys like from the SoCal N Club and some of those. So, you know, some guys, you know, kind of keep their ride stock. Some guys go full heavy modification. A tuning company out here called KDM Tuner, shout out to those guys. They brought out their race car, their Elantra N, you know, track car that they've been using and traveling around the country, and trailered it over. But they brought it out to the event too, and so let people check out like all of it, because they've been winning a lot of races. They've been,
oh, nice,
you know, really making a name with that car. And so again, wish I could have been there, but again, you can't be everywhere. You gotta realize,
that's why you have social media. They can be there for you for the most
exactly.
part. So what is this we're looking at here? So
this was a post that I shared, basically, you know, I told everybody on my Instagram that I was going to be doing basically daily posts while I'm out here. You know,
did it happen?
So this was the first day, so I dropped
now
this
car rolling by here in this video here, short little video here. What is this?
So that's a Koenigsegg Agera.
I hear about these cars are like $5 million cars. Is that what it is? The $5 million something car?
Yeah, brand new, more like probably two or so, a bargain. But yeah, about two and a half. But I mean, this right here, you know, that's not the
that's a Ferrari, looks like. I see the Ferrari logo. What is this thing?
I get them so mixed up. I think it's an SF90, I believe, but. Yeah,
it looks like this golden like sunset color.
I really have a filter on it, so it was actually red.
Is like, man, pull the covers back. You know, like it's he put the filter on the car, so it's not really the right color. But but this is pretty cool. So this is like your montage of all the cars you've seen on this first day.
So I will say I did steal this from somebody else. I have seen some of these cars around.
I do see the logo on there.
Yeah.
That so, Courage took this from another account. Oh my goodness.
The beginning was a little clickbaity. You know, this was me kind of doing a little montage.
So moving on to like the next clip in Courage's stories. He's actually doing a POV of him driving your car, I'm assuming. I mean, you're already in everybody else's car. And it says here, road trip with the kids checklist. Oh, how cool is that? Yeah. And so you're running around. We're moving on to the next story in Courage's stories here.
Yeah.
Is a picture. I'm assuming you took this photo.
I did. Yeah, I didn't steal this one.
What car is this?
This I believe is a Huayra R, I think, but it's also probably a special, another special edition. Good, because I do want to talk about that one.
Yeah, got you back on. I had a pause on there, so it stopped right on that car.
Yeah, I'll have to look this up, because I wrote down at the bottom this will be get its own reel separately. This thing,
man,
was
must be proud of that.
It was insane. So the weird thing about it too is that it's actually parked next to it's like crazy. It's like one of those you know, like where it's like a bunch of girls like get together and hang out or whatever.
Oh, yeah?
And then they like crop out. One girl like crops everybody else out of the picture because she only wants her to be in it.
Oh, is there like a line of people waiting to take a picture in front of it?
Well, there was, but the car next to it was probably just as special.
That white one you can barely see?
The white one that you can barely see was a Koenigsegg Regera, which is equally probably as rare and insane as this is.
Honest to God, like if I saw these cars in a lineup, I wouldn't know the make and model. Like you are like an encyclopedia for this stuff, dude. Congratulations, man! Like
posters on the wall, it's just.
I have a serious question though, Courage. Like, how do you know that? Because you don't like usually see these on a daily basis, and you don't usually drive them. So how do you even know that?
Yeah, I did a lot of social media, YouTube, maybe too much so, but
that tells a lot, I guess.
Yeah, I could probably leave it at that, and that would probably be pretty accurate. But beyond that, I'm just a car nerd at the end of the day. Like, you know, a lot of times, like if a car company like, you know, Pagani and like in Koenigsegg come out with something interesting, like it'll come across somewhere in a feed or something, and I'll just go down a rabbit trail, just, you know, looking at facts or whatever. And, you know, I call it a a blessing and a curse kind
of
deal.
For me, sure. it's like a lot of ones that I see are like the Lamborghinis and the Ferraris, yeah. and like they'll do like mm-hmm. the quick cut, like I almost call them like cinematic style, like Instagram reels, you know, where it's yeah. not really talking about the car. They just like just quick, like cool montage, almost like a commercial.
Yeah.
Like there's a really couple really cool Lamborghini commercials. I probably have Instagram somewhere or Ferrari or whatever it is. And they look really cool. You know, they're done with like professional, like, you know, film people, like with real cameras and stuff, not your phone, you know, they do these kind of things and
yeah.
they're very cinematic, mm-hmm. you know, and things like, those are the kind of things I like. I see that, but like, that's super, super cool. But like to go into the nuts and bolts of like, you know, all the different things and who makes it and the make and model and all the different, you know, measurements and the cost and all that kind of stuff. That's another level. And I can, you know, congratulate you on that level.
I appreciate it.
It's a little bunch.
So and this, I admit, yeah. by no means a full on it. Like I said, I probably got this wrong. Even like this,
but you probably could sell the car. Like, if literally, if you were working the dealership lot, if you can buy this at a dealer, I don't think you can. yeah. But like, if you had, it's like yeah, on your resume, you mention all this stuff. Like you're hired, and you probably could sell one of these at the lot and just go over everything and give all the specs and stuff. Where some rando, you know, salesman that got hired probably couldn't, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, but this looks super cool though. The wheel combination is yellow and the paint's kind of like a gray maybe?
Or? It's like a gray, yeah. Matte,
like a flat gray.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean the coolest feature about it, the wheels are a little out there in my opinion, but which all of this is actually
It does scream like Boy Racer though. I'm looking at it. This scream Boy yeah. Racer on it. You know, even though
all
it's
of this
lot,
is OEM, I believe. Like, you know, I don't think that any of this was custom. Again, somebody might roast me in here, but the coolest thing that I think is my favorite feature is the Italian flag along the
is that what that is?
Snorkel. Yeah. So oh. I have some shots of it. Oh,
I thought
from
it was
the
for
side.
Pride Week. Sorry, I was. Yeah. I was so way off.
You could. I mean, hey, it could double as that. But yeah, it was super cool to see this in person for sure.
All right.
Yeah.
So this is just a photo you have here. So if we go to the next one you have. Yeah. Now this is.
So this.
You didn't shoot this video, but this is like, is this not. At Laguna Seca?
Yep.
Okay. No. So this is a video of, I think, is that a Z?
No, that is.
Oh, it's a it's a Urus, isn't it?
No, that's a Macan, a Porsche Macan. Oh. So kind of close, but so somebody basically apparently they took the V8 from an Audi RS7, and they put it into the Porsche Macan, and they made this literal just drift monster that they then took to what I think is the coolest thing, and I always miss it every year, is Laguna Seca has a special event that they call the Laguna Seca Hill Climb, or they call it the Corkscrew Hill Climb. And basically what it is there's a certain direction that you run Laguna Seca that, you know, everybody knows, like, you know, if they play any racing game, there's, you know, you really run Laguna Seca in one direction. You rarely ever see them do it backwards. But the Laguna Seca or the Corkscrew Hill Climb, they go from the starting line backwards. And basically, it's how fast can you make it up the corkscrew and up to the top.
Why do they call it a corkscrew?
If you ever see this thing in person,
it's literally. Is this part of it though, right here?
Yeah. So if you see how he's drifting up and like he's making that sharp turn like that. So it's not only just a really, you know, back and forth swoop kind of curvy section, but if you ever have been there, it's the elevation change is pretty intense.
Is it kind of like Willow Springs had that elevation change too?
Which was a really good point. I told somebody that when we were there, that when we had the chance to drive the track, I never realized how much even that elevation change is when you're coming around that bend and coming, you know, down towards the main straight.
Well, I thought going up, you have to like really hammer it, hit the hill, and mm-hmm. and then kind of like it banks around, then you come back down again. And that was a lot of fun, by the way, just getting on the track. Even though you didn't go very fast, like I kept it slow, but I think I kept the RPMs up, so I felt like I was going a little quicker, you know, and you could hear the car and things like that. But I did notice the oil temperature was rising a lot. Yeah. We were just screwing it around like that. I don't like to imagine what happens on like a race environment.
And you were like pushing it, yeah.
That's why people do get the oil coolers for my car, and probably, I don't know if your car has an oil cooler on it already. I'm assuming it does.
Yeah, and you could probably upgrade, you know, bigger. Well, the intercooler is gonna, you know, probably help with just engine temps and things. But yeah, you definitely could use that kind of stuff, because going full throttle up like a steep hill like that, you know, and doing it in, you know, 70, 80 plus degree heat is, you know, that's gonna really heat up some oils and fluids.
I wonder, with oil, when you race a car, I mean, obviously I'm assuming you change the oil out, right? I mean, before a race, I would think, but is there special kind of oils designed for, I mean, they're all already synthetic, but is there oils for racing that like can really handle the real high temp and real high stress that you have to run in a car?
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's definitely, you know, blends and mixtures that, I mean, there's a combination of, you know, the weight and things that you use, like that's factors into like certain, you know, because my car's tune per se, quote unquote, they recommend that I step up the weight of oil that I use, because now that thicker oil is going to help with like, you know, higher temps and stuff like that. But then on top of that, they do have, you know, special like race fluid blends and things like that that people recommend. There's one that, you know, I know about, J&A is like,
I don't, are they, I purple don't know. Bottle, what I'm thinking of?
No, that's Royal Purple.
Oh, I think. I'm thinking of, yeah. Maybe. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, they have some special blends that they will kind of throw into the race car to really kind of, you know, kind of help with that. But for the most part, it usually comes down to just kind of higher weights they can handle. A lot of that higher temp and stuff like that.
Now, up out there and with all the fancy cool cars running around town, is there like a special, like, I don't know, gas station or fuel truck or fuel something that has like the cool, like higher than 91 octane type stuff?
That's a good question, actually. And I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't see them advertise anything like that.
Or these guys that bring their trailer and their cars have their cans and their jug and their whole like barrel and their whole pump system, you know, and all that.
Yeah.
All set up for their own. I mean, I would think maybe if you're bringing your car out on a trailer and a whole crew and everything and all the fancy stuff, you probably have its own fuel in it. And maybe not have a lot in there because you don't want to steal it. You want to get away very far.
But just there's probably some too. Connection, because yeah, like I mean, some of the cars, like the you know, in some of the real classic stuff, like you do have to, you know, I think that a lot of times they end up some conversions or whatever, like, but they do have some that I wish I would have posted that on one of my stories. Was this like this old Ford, like I don't know, Model T or whatever it was, but. You know, we're going to this little museum and we're coming out and this guy, like, you know, I heard something that like sounded like a tractor coming, and, you know, we're on a regular yeah. street. I'm like, why would there be a tractor coming down the street? So I turn around and this guy's on like one of these little like Ford Model T's or whatever. And he like honks his horn and that's it sounds weird, like what like, you would think.
Yeah. That old fashioned horn honk. Yeah. I have a sound effect for that somewhere in here. Pull it up. If I would have known that, I would have pulled it up. I don't have it, but but yeah, dude, that's so cool. Like, I'm so happy. How are your kids handling all that being there? Are they enjoying it?
They're enjoying it. Yeah. My little guy's all about it. You know, he was the one out. We stopped and parked at, cause that Huayra was at Spanish Bay, big hotel over there on 17 Mile Drive. And, you know, we parked and got out, me and him went over there and just kind of checked out some cars. My oldest is, you know, he's just kind of along for the ride. He's glad to just kind of be out of town for a little bit in a new environment.
Of the fun too. It's like almost like a vacation or a getaway kind of a thing. You know, I mean, I get it too. Like it's good to get away. It's good to get out and, you know, explore new things and like, just, you know, stay in like, I mean, it's road tripping and just kind of, the destination of going someplace cool, you know, and seeing kind of cool things and things like that. And that's pretty cool. I'm happy for you that you're up there and that you get to see all this cool stuff. And question is, how long of a drive is it from your place?
It's about a 7-hour drive.
Straight through? Like straight through. Oh, wow.
Yeah, but we got a little system this is the second year we come up here. And so we usually stop in a little town called Solvang. If you've heard of it, a little Danish town,
no.
like outside.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. non-existent. A lot of it's a cool little Danish town outside of Santa Barbara, like probably 30 or 40 minutes outside of Santa Barbara. And it's like, you know, just it looks like kind of takes you back when you're in like the little town.
Oh, nice.
Like this, you know, kind of cool little classic, you know, Danish town. And it's literally like a perfect like 3.5 hours like into the drive. We stop there for an hour and walk around, go to the shops and everything. Then we hop in the car and we do another 3.5 to get to Monterey. And so it's kind of a perfect little stopping point where, you know, you're just at that point where, you know, 3.5 hours, like no matter what, like somebody's going to have to stop. Like even if I didn't want to stop, like we just have to get out and, you know, kind of stretch our legs. Yeah,
I mean, I can't be sitting down for very long. I have to get up and stop. I do this thing now when I go to Vegas. Now I used to go straight through, but now like I stop like at the halfway point, which is like Barstow area, and like go to the gas station. Even if I don't need gas, get gas and just like, you know, use the restroom and whatever kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just kind of like walk around. I just can't be sitting for so long. I'm just in a car, you know, which is kind of ironic. I drive for a living, but that's why I like short distance driving. It's like the quick distance, get out, do your thing, get back in kind of stuff versus like the long haul. I could never do that. I don't know how these guys do it. I couldn't do it without like having to get out every like 100, 200 miles. I have to get out and walk around, you know. Yeah.
But my brother actually drives trucks too. We might actually see him while we're here.
Oh, nice. Tell him I said hi.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. Fellow truck driver buddy. But yeah, he does some long. So
10-4, buddy. 10-4.
Yeah. He'll know what's up. But yeah, he does some long hauls, and you know, he was telling me, he, you know, this is just his thing, but he's like, I can't do what I do without, you know, having my cigar and, you know, on the road. And
well, I can't, you know, smoke, he just, and drive my truck. But
I think it's his. I think he owns his truck, but well, but yeah,
it's
a gas
truck too. It's not,
well, that's true too. Yeah,
it's not advice. But yeah, that's super cool, dude. And you know, so you're gonna be, now this is like your vacation for your like, I don't know how many vacations you get a year, but it's like your vacation for the year or what? This whole time?
Yeah, I guess I kind of I never really kind of looked at it that way, but it's kind of just panned out to be that yeah, like, you know, I took the whole week and there's a potential I might take an extra day when we get back on Monday. Just
might as well, right?
I mean, you know, I got the time to do it. But yeah, I, you know, technically speaking, this is kind of like, I really don't plan on like having another like full on like week, you know, vacation.
Oh, really? Anything.
But you know, it like I'd spread it out just, you know, here and there, a day or two, whatever. But this is the one thing where I'm like, yeah, like, you know, we've all agreed that we really just, my wife likes being just out here in this town out here. I obviously love it for the cars. The kids love it. So, you know, it's kind of becoming, and we got like our kind of spots too, like this place that we're staying at right now. We stayed at last year and I walked in and I was like, oh, it's just how we left it. Like,
right.
Even though there's probably been countless amount of people's. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Like, they didn't clean the place up. So we left something here. We didn't clean up since we were here last.
Yeah,
but that's super cool, and you get to see your family too, which is like super cool. You know, like that's probably like a big draw for your wife and for you guys to go out there too. Not just the cars are cool too, but I think it's going to see the family too is like a super cool thing, and it's all in that same region, which makes it so much easier. You can take the week off and you can do all that stuff and travel and then see the kids and all that kind of stuff. I get it, trust me, I totally get it. You know, and that's great, dude. And I know it's past your bedtime. I get it. I know it's late as you record this, but, thank you once again for, you know, stopping by on the show and showing your cool stuff you shot up there in Monterey and all the cool car stuff,
man. And cool stuff that other people shot. Yeah.
Well, you know, you shared it. So it's like you're part of the team, you know, that's what it's all about. So, hey, speaking of teams, where can everybody find out all about your cool stuff, your YouTube stuff? I'll put links in the show notes, but just let everybody know.
Yeah, the Driven Dad 22 YouTube and Instagram. Check it out.
Fantastic. Like I said,
a lot of stuff coming from this week. So if you're interested, check it out.
Well, definitely. Well, I'll definitely do what I can to share it. I mean, by the time this gets out, it'll probably be past that. But don't you worry. Mm-hmm. You keep on posting, man. Keep on posting stuff. Doing the Lord's work, man. Let me tell you. So if you want to find everything else, subscribe to the show, you can. It's all at coolcarswithchris.com. Links to everything, and I mean everything, are right there. Coolcarswithchris.com. And we will see you on the very next episode. Be safe, drive safe, and don't get a ticket. You know what it's up.
Absolutely not.